When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your moves.
Blog Talk Radio.
Show. My name is Jacqueline Charles, and I am the host of the show. I created this platform basically to shine a light in all the communities that we have out there, because as you guys know, we have amazing people doing wonderful things in the community, but somehow we don't know about them. They're rarely heard of. You know, we don't know what's going on with what they're doing. So I created this platform to amplify and exalt their voices. And let me just get this housekeeping out of the way. We're available for bookings in the areas of inspirational enlightenment, moderating panel events, health and wellness, relationships and marriage nourishment. That's right. We need to feed our body, our soul, and our mind. The booking information, you can email us at womenareworthy@att.net, or you can call us at 770-480-2269. And don't forget to like us on Instagram or Facebook. We are Women Are Worthy Radio. And on Twitter, we are womenare_worthy. Now that I got housekeeping out of the way, I first saw this young 9-year-old phenom on the Inside Edition. I saw an episode, and I said I had to get her on our show. Her name is Chloe Thompson. We have the privilege of having Miss Chloe Thompson on our show, and she's accompanied by her mother, Miss Alicia Thompson. Chloe is the founder and creator of Chloe Cares. Chloe's mission is to serve others no matter how old you are. I love that. Remember, guys, I said she's 9 years old. So you constantly hear people talking about, oh, my God, what's going on with the younger generation? They're hopeless. They're not hopeless. They're hopeful, and they're doing a lot of things. So with that said, without further ado, I'd love to welcome Miss Chloe Thompson. Hello, Chloe. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. We want to thank you for, you know, honoring us for being on the Women Are Worthy radio show.
No, thank you for having me.
I love you. I love you. I'm a fan of yours, Chloe. I've been reading your pages, but I want the listeners to know exactly what you're doing, because you're doing phenomenal things, and I'm proud to have you on the show. So let's get right into the interview. Chloe, you wanted to help the homeless. Why did you feel you had to do something?
Well, I would pass the same homeless people on my way to school, and I would always ask my mom why or how did they get there. And she would tell me, and, like, she would probably, like, tell me what would probably what probably happened to them. And I would feel so bad that I wanted to help them. And so when I was thinking of something that I could do. Like maybe I can make some food for them. And then, boom, my head thinks of maybe I can make some bags or I can, like, make something or do, like, give them some stuff that we need for them. And so that's what I thought of.
Now, you thought of doing that. Then you created Chloe Care. What is Chloe Care and what are the bags in Care Bags? What's in them? But first, let's start off with how did you come up with the name Chloe Care?
Well, my name starts with a K and Care starts mm-hmm. with a C. And so everybody's spelling everything with a C now. And so we thought it would be different and it would be a little special to make it with the K. And so, because I do care about the homeless people, my name's Chloe, and so me and my mom was back and forth for what we should do. And then, like, she thought of maybe saying, instead of doing C, cares with a C, we can do cares with K.
You're just a phenomenal young lady. What's in the care bags, and how did you guys decide to do the care bags? What's in them, and how did you come up with care bags with the K?
Well, the things that are inside my care bags are deodorant, soap, lotion, hair sanitizer, washcloth, first aid kit. There's lots of stuff in here. What else is there? Toothbrushes and toothpaste. We are going to start, and we have been putting a little bit, not really. We're still trying to get donations, but we have tried to get some blocks and flashlights and toilet paper. That's what we're really, really trying to do. And we put nail filers, and we do, like, more of, like, the bare necessities of what a woman would probably need.
For those of you tuning in, I have Miss Chloe Thompson and her mother, Miss Alicia Thompson. Chloe is the founder of Chloe Cares. And again, her mission is to serve others no matter how old you are. You know, and again, I have to keep mentioning that she's 9 years old. She's a 9-year old phenom, and she took it upon herself to, you know, she would see the homeless out in the street, and she took it upon herself because she cares that she wanted to do something. So hence the company called Chloe Cares. Chloe, is your company a nonprofit organization?
Yes, it is a nonprofit.
Now, why did you decide that most kids your age would just say, okay, let's do the bags, I care, and that's it. Why did you decide that you wanted to create a company?
Because I wanted to create a company. Well, I thought I was going to start it all small and stuff. I didn't think it would become big. So technically, it wasn't really my plan for it to become a company. But it just did.
Now, are you the CEO? Do you make the major decisions along with your mother?
Yes, my mom asked me if I want to do it, and then she lets me have the decision if I want to do it or not, pretty much.
Now, since you're 9 years old, and I'm sure you have friends. Are any of your friends involved with what you're doing? Because this is, in today's society, this is not normal for a 9-year-old to have a company. I mean, they're supposed to be either on games or something like that. So do you have any friends that help you with what you're doing?
Oh, there's this company called Team Kids, and they are the best people in the world. I love them so much.
Why do you love them?
Because they are somebody, even though they're teenagers, they're somebody that I can actually talk to about Chloe Care. And then I can talk to them about myself. But everybody, they just want to talk about Chloe Care. And I just feel like I can be myself around them.
And how did you meet this group of kids and this organization?
Well, it started with my mom, or the owner, of Teen Kids, Julie. And so she's the one who emailed my mom about what I'm doing. And she said that she'd love to, and she wanted to meet me. And ever since that day, it's just been amazing ever since I met them.
Yeah. So now that you're in school, does your principal, I mean, do you have people in your school who's helping you do anything? And how does the community, because to me, you're a mini celebrity. You're a celebrity in my eyes, Chloe, because you're doing something phenomenal. How is the community reacting to what you're doing? You've been on television, you're doing things, but how is the community response? What is their response towards you?
So the community, how it felt, like my friends, first of all, my friends at my school, they, in third grade, because now I'm in fourth grade, I had a class competition. And so whoever rang in the most supplies for Chloe Cares would get a cupcake party. But I still got the cupcakes because I'm doing Chloe Cares.
Now, where do you see Chloe Kids, let's say, when you're in, let's say in 2 years, what would you like people to know about Chloe Cares?
I think I would want them to know that my organization is something that I don't really know.
And you know what? That's okay.
Because in the future, you never know what's going to happen.
Exactly.
Because I'm going to be 11 in 2 years.
Right.
So
right.
I don't know how big this thing is. And so, like, I might already be on a poster by the time I'm 10.
Do you have any shout outs that you want to give? You would just say a clothing line?
Uh huh.
Where did you get this ethics or work spirit that you want to, I don't hear that you want to work for people. You want to build things. You want to create things. How did you get that? Like, how did you get there that you want to do things? You want to create things. You want to have your clothing line. How did you get that? Those ideas?
Well, first of all, I'm just saying in 2 years, I might even have that.
Right, right. But it's interesting, and I like what you're saying, because you didn't say that I'm going to be working at or I'm going to do this, because what I hear from you, Chloe, is that you're going to own things. You're going to create things. Whether it's a clothing line, you're going to be an entrepreneur, because you're a kidpreneur right now. You have your own business. So I like that, you know, what you're saying, that, hey, I may have a clothing line or I may do this. So what I'm hearing is you're still going to continue being an entrepreneur, being a kidpreneur. So I'm so blessed to hear that you're saying that. And you're going to be creating jobs eventually for people, because what you're doing now is you're changing lives. So, Chloe, I want to let you in on a little secret, okay? Are you ready? No one can hear this secret. This is just between you and I. You ready?
Okay.
I want you to know, Chloe, that I was once homeless myself. So on behalf of all homeless people, I want to thank you for what you're doing. We didn't have anyone doing what you're doing when I was younger, when I was a teenager, and I ran away from home and I became homeless. So I honestly, from the bottom of my heart, want to thank you. And I know you... I want you to understand how many lives you're impacting, because when you're homeless, you're not thinking about brushing your teeth. You're not, and some people don't treat you like you're a human being. They look at us like you're a bum, like we're bums and we don't want to be bothered. So that's one of the reasons I want to interview you, because, or have this conversation for you to understand that what you're doing is so well needed, and we love you, you know? So I just want you to hear that from someone who was a former homeless person, that we were out there, I was out there, and people overlooked me like, okay, what is she doing, you know, or ew, get away from me. So I want to thank you for doing what you're doing.
Right now, I'm actually crying.
Really? I'm sorry. I don't want you to cry, but I just want you to know.
No, it's a tear of joy, because I'm so happy that you said that. Because nobody, you're like like, I've never gotten a secret like that. Because nobody's ever, like, told me a secret, because usually people, they don't trust me.
Well, I trust you, and I'm giving you my story. And to be honest, I've not told my story to a lot of people, but I felt compelled to tell you that I, Jackie Charles, was homeless at 16. I ran away from home, and I, you know, you're going to make me cry, but I felt the need to let you know what you're doing. We need that, Chloe, and I want you to continue doing it as long as you feel like you can do it, because you don't understand what you're doing is you're helping us. It's not nice to know that people look at us and think that we stink, get away from me. There's so often people don't pay attention to us because they think that we're not worthy. We're washed up. We don't need to be on the same side of the street that they're on, or they want to get us off the street because we're not making the street unattractive. No one wants to be homeless, Chloe, and I know you understand that. We don't want that, but the last thing we're thinking about is filing our nails, brushing our teeth, getting hair care. We're just trying to survive. We're just trying to find food to eat. And to see that you're going out there helping us, because I'm still home, I'm still going to consider myself a homeless person. I have a house. I'm married. But I want you to know from the bottom of my heart what you're doing is wonderful. I love what you're doing. I'm never going to call myself that, okay, I'm a former homeless person. I know what they go through because I was them. So I want to tell you in great detail how much we appreciate what you're doing, because I don't care if I'm in Georgia and you're in California, they're still my people. I don't care if they're white, black, Asian, that's my people. Those are the people I understand. So when I see them, I have empathy. Most people don't. They just keep it moving. And baby girl, you're a wonderful human being. I love you. This is why I wanted to do the show with you. This is why I wanted to share my secret with you.
I have a secret for you, too.
Thank you. So I just,
you
again.
Tell anybody.
Well, it's okay now, because people are going to find out, but it's okay. But I just wanted to tell you thank you for what you're doing. And other than saying thank you, I felt the need to share my secret with you.
Okay.
Now, Chloe, is there anyone else out there you'd like to give a shout out to other than, you know, a friend or someone that has helped you that you just want to say thank you to so you can publicly thank them on the radio?
I want to give a shout out to Team Kids. And I want to say thank you for everything you've done. And then I want to give a shout out to my grandma, because she is the number one person who I love, and she is my help, my number one, and my mom, my dad, and everybody's just my number one. And I'm thankful for everybody that I have.
Aw, Chloe, why do you think people should care more about the homeless people?
I think they should care more because, like you said, like, everybody would always say, like, no, you can't be over here. Like, gross. Nobody should say that. They're the same person that you are. Just that they have different problems that you have. You should always respect them. Respect and love them with care, because they need it too. Just as much as you need to be taken care of, like, you need to be fed, you need to eat, they need the same stuff. Just that it's hard for them to record it. It's hard for them to get it. So you should be thankful for what you have, and you should actually respect them.
Oh, wow. Thank you for saying that so eloquently. Chloe, if someone wants to get involved, let's say that, you know, we have people listening to the show, and if they want to donate some money or some of the items you're doing, how can they get in touch with you? Do you want to put your mom on to give the information, or do you have the information?
Well, my mom can do it and I can do it, but I don't know who you want to hear.
I want to hear you, baby girl. I want to hear you.
Okay. So, with me, if you want to send in money, I have a GoFundMe account, and that is GoFundMe.com. You can go on Safari or Google, whatever one you have, and you are going to go on GoFundMe.com. And then once you get on the app, there's going to be a big square rectangle right there. Then type in Chloe Cares, K-H-L-O-E-K-A-R-E-S. That's only one. I have my own website. It's called ChloeCares.com, www.ChloeCares.com. Then go to that. You can see everything. Then you have to push a button, and you can. It shows what I need. And then you push the button to send to me, and then you can send all the donations to me. And then my mom, she has my P.O. box, or our P.O. box. And 1716. P.O. box 17176. Irvine, California, 92623.
Chloe, it was a pleasure speaking with you. I'm definitely sending prayers your way every day, and everything that you wish for, I pray that God grants it to you, every and everything. May I speak to your mom now? I just have to ask her a couple of questions.
Okay, hold on.
This is such a beautiful young lady, guys. I mean, 9 years old. She speaks eloquently. She knows her stuff. She just wants to help the homeless. I mean, see, this is what I'm talking about. This is why we create platforms for people who are doing phenomenal things in the community, and you don't know what they're doing. So this is the voice. This is why I created the platform, because we need to get voices like this out there. This is why we praise these people, we exalt them, and we give them a platform to talk about the things that they're doing. We amplify their voices. This is exactly why I do what I do. I love what I'm doing. Alicia, you on the phone yet?
Yes, I am.
Hi. It's just thank you. First of all, I want to thank you for giving birth to that wonderful articulate spirit on that, you know, Miss Chloe. She's just a phenom. I just love her. I love her. So thank you for doing such a great job with what you're doing. So my question to you is, we have 7 minutes left. My question to you is, you raised such a thoughtful and kind young daughter. What advice would you give someone out there who has a child like that, but they don't know, they're not feeding into that spirit? What advice would you give them briefly?
Listen to your kids. And that's what we did with Chloe. We've always give Chloe an opportunity to kind of speak her mind, of course, respectfully. But she always has really cool ideas and things that she's always wanted to do. And I've always wanted to be that parent that lets her express herself and let her, you know, figure out what she wants to do. Because this day and age, kids want to know, they know what they're going to do at a young age. So since she figured out something that she was interested in, and, you know, she noticed an issue and wanted to do something, I pretty much gave her homework. I said, well, if you want to do this, then, you know, I want you to figure out some steps on how to make this happen. And she actually came back and was like, all right, I figured it out. And I, you know, in my head, I was like, oh, this girl really wants to do this. So since she kept bugging me about it, basically, because it became a dialogue in the morning, like, well, Mom, why are they there? What happened? How can we help them? And it's sad that they're out there. They shouldn't be out there. You know, it became dialogue for us every morning. So once I noticed that it was something that she was really concerned about and passionate about, then just me and her dad just made it happen and figured out how, you know, and then next thing you know, we birthed Chloe Cares. So if anything, I think I would just tell other parents to listen to your kids, and if they're serious about it, create an action plan for them, and then, you know, tell them the steps in order to get there and have them follow through in the steps. And I think they'll appreciate it more when they take the steps in order to get from point A to point B.
See, and for those tuning in tonight, we have a special guest. Her name is Chloe Thompson. She has a company that she created it's a nonprofit company called Chloe Cares. And again, her mission is to help the homeless is to serve others no matter how old you are. Again, she's 9 years old, and she's doing a phenomenal job. I saw her on Inside Edition, and I said I had to move any mountain. I don't care what mountains I had to move. I had to put this young, kind spirit on the show and have this conversation with her. Her mother, again, here's another superwoman. She's a worthy woman. We definitely are inducting her, getting her involved with the Women Are Worthy, you know, community. What I mean by that is she's definitely a lifelong member now. I'm adopting this family because, again, you know, she created this spirit, gave birth to this spirit, and she's allowing this wonderful young lady to fulfill her dreams. What she's doing is impacting the community. So, again, you know, she just mentioned, Miss Alicia just mentioned that listen to your children, feed, pour into them, because this is why, this is how we're creating the new generation or the other generation. I feel comfortable, and I'm going to say this, Miss Alicia, I feel comfortable leaving this earth knowing that we have someone like Miss Chloe on this planet. You know, it's not doomed. We constantly hear negative things about these children, but that's why I chose this platform to shine a light on people who are impacting their communities, you know, because we constantly hear the negative stuff on the news, focusing on these reality shows, and I am blessed and honored to have you and your daughter to be a part of this show. She's an articulate young lady. We're definitely going to, you know, I'm going to broadcast this show over and over and over again. This is by far, I do a lot of shows that are my that I say are my favorite, and this is way up there because,
again,
you guys are doing a phenomenal, phenomenal job. I'm honored. I just can't. And then all of a sudden, I started telling her my secret about me being homeless, but I wanted to thank her to let her know what you guys are doing and you're allowing her to do, and you're walking into God's steps, you know, allowing her to do what she needs to do. She's serving others. And, you know, on behalf of all the homeless people, I thank you because no one thought about doing that when I was out on the street. So I get it, and I just want to say thank you for what you guys are doing. We have 2 minutes. Can you please give us some additional information again on how we can contact you if someone wants to donate or send some money or some items? Please give us your information again.
Yeah, if you're trying to get in contact with Chloe, you can also go on her website, and that's chloecares.com, and that's Chloe with a K and cares with a K. She also has a GoFundMe page, and that's and as well as an Instagram, Chloe Cares. And if you want to donate, you can send items to her P.O. Box, which is Chloe Cares, at P.O. Box 17176 in Irvine, California, 92623. And if you haven't want to help or have some insight for us, something that we can be involved in, you can contact us on our website and email us directly or call us directly.
Thank you very much. We're down to 1 minute. I want to thank the Thompson family for being on the show. Next week, we're going to have a phenomenal lady on the show. She's going to be talking. Her name is Chantel Nixon Clark. She has breast cancer, and she created the Pink Lady Foundation. So tune in, and again, much peace and blessings. Alicia, you're doing a phenomenal job. Anything that I
Thank
can do
you.
To assist you to get whatever you're doing out there, please let me know if you need me to repost anything or just more awareness, because I want these parents and children to know that it's not just video games. It's not just video games. Let's help the community. You know, let's
yeah.
do that. So, again, I want to thank you for being on the show, Miss Alicia. Chloe was just a delight. So you have a wonderful night. Peace and much blessings to everyone. Good night, Miss Thompson.
So
I appreciate you being on the show.
Bye.
Again, guys, I want you to bye-bye to tune in for we're going to have Miss Chantel Nickerson-Clark on the show next week, the 24th. So tune in. Bye-bye, everyone. Blessings, and have a wonderful evening, and have a great tomorrow.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can seem intense. Like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you loved the sweater that I got you. If you didn't, you could have told me.
Geico makes it easy. Just go to Geico.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.
I even- even had a gift receipt.
Hey, I'm Paul, the guy who used to ask if you could hear me now on Verizon. Not anymore. I switched to Sprint. It's 2016, and every network is great. In fact, Sprint's reliability is now within 1% of Verizon's. Don't let a 1% difference cost you twice as much. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/network, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Reliability claim based on third-party drive test average. Carrier features differ, subject to $30 activation fee, credit, and valid port. See website for eligible plans. Limited time offer. Offer coverage not everywhere. For all phones, restrictions apply.